The following program is intended for mature audiences.
From Prairie Village, Kansas, it's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Hey now, I'm Steve McKay.
And I'm Mick Sheen.
Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. It's been a few weeks and I'm feeling pumped and excited.
I'm feeling excited.
I'm not pumped up. Now, you took like a little break, too, didn't you, from your show?
Yes, I did. Yes,
did you kind of feel all pumped up this week that you were back and doing your thing?
Yeah. I kind of felt normal again.
Yeah.
Which doesn't come very often.
And sometimes I there's a lot I got to say, and I have nobody else to say it to, so the people at work don't want to hear me do the show at work so and say my off-the-wall comments, so it's like I need to get back on the air.
Yeah. I used to do that to my engineers on the railroad. Be out in the middle of a cornfield. Just go off onto a radio rant.
There you go. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
And you play with the dispatchers like that every once in a while.
Don't you have the radios on the train that you could call in and, this is McShane.
Uh-huh. I've done that before. This is UP4695. East. Calling dispatchers of blah, 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 blah.
Cool.
They
all
get
right.
A kick out of it.
We got a great show tonight. Yes, we do. And we're going to have Mr. Travis Winters will be calling in a little bit later from an undisclosed location. I believe
that's G14 stuff.
It is. It's top secret, but he'll be calling in and telling us what's going on with him. Also tonight, yes, this is the big night. This is your night to call in. Second hour, we're taking call-ins because I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. If you're mad about something, you're angry about something, we're going to give you 60 seconds to say whatever you want, uncensored, unscreened comments from listeners. You got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, maybe you're upset with the economy, maybe you're upset with BP oil, I don't care what it is, you got 60 seconds to say whatever you want and get it off your... It's kind of like therapy. That's what we're doing here. This is a therapy show. I just thought of that. So, you know.
Therapy
for people. Letting it out. Letting all that steam out. So.
And it feels good. It feels good. Use it to your advantage.
That's right. We're trying to help you, the listener.
That's right. Because, I mean, and we won't charge you the $150 an hour thing either.
That's right. See, we're free.
So your insurance company will cover it.
And believe me, you get your money's worth right here, baby. Also, we're going to be answering your car and auto repair question.
Woo! I don't go nowhere.
We're up all night.
Hello there, this is Dave Harrison, the creator and producer of the Blues in the Blood Blues podcast, your first stop for the best of the blues. It's a free and commercial-free podcast that's out twice a month. It's an hour-long show that plays new and old blues music from signed and independent artists. To get more information, go to my website, bluesintheblood.com, that's BLUZNDABLOOD.com, and subscribe today. Then get a refill on your favorite drink, grab a seat, and get ready to get some blues in the blood.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back. Unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hey there, are you awake? Are you awake?
Are you awake? Are you conscious?
Wake up!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Yes, back here up all night. And we got a fabulous, fabulous show for you. Get the webcam going and all that stuff.
You look marvelous.
You look marvelous. And we got so much to get to. And, of course, we're going to hear from Travis. We're excited. We're waiting for word from Travis to see what he's doing. And Earlier, I text messaged Miss T, which is Travis's wife, and I said, hey, he's going to be on the show. You want to listen in? Don't forget your message. No, I'm out with the girls tonight. So I can't wait. You know I'm going to say that to Travis. I say, your wife? Not here tonight. Not in the box. What can you say?
Do they have a song with song about that?
Which one?
Good thing. Well, you know, like with Top Gun, you know, playing with the boys, blah, da, da, da. So I mean, when
playing with the girls.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be one out there like that, you know, bikinis and playing volleyball. Never mind.
Well, we could work on that. We'll work on that. Let me get through the business here so we can get rid of this. And am I loud or what?
The biz.
I don't know if I'm loud or too loud or what. Let me adjust it.
That's about my normal loudness, but everybody knows I'm deaf.
All right. Well, that's close enough. If you can't hear me, then say something. Go to the website, macandtravis.com, 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 and go to the website there, and you're going to find the chat box. We're going to be in there. We got a few people in there already. We got the webcam. It's on you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Blues Cruiser just popped in the chat box. So there you go, a little Blues Cruiser. And we got some show notes, very interesting show notes. You know, when you go 2 weeks without doing a show, there's all kinds of wacky stuff been happening, and we got to get caught up with it. And, of course, there's our phone number. Call in and the second hour. We're going to kind of wait to the second hour because we got to talk to Travis. And if you're mad as hell about something, you got 60 seconds to let it off your shoulder. So
I'm madder than fish grease.
I am mad, baby. So definitely do that. And let me get through some of this other business. Oh, I got to do this. Let me bring it up here. This is for you and Travis.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Travis and
Happy
Mac.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday, both of you.
Wow, thank you.
You're not going to say how long, huh?
Yeah, it was my 12th anniversary of my 29th birthday. That's what it is.
I'm getting the math out so I can determine it.
That's just a guesstimate on how old I am.
I'm going to calculate that.
I don't have enough fingers and toes, so.
All right, let me get to some of the other business. We'll get back to your birthday there because I got to know what happened, what's going on, did you get lucky and all that stuff. But I did want to mention a few people out there. First of all the Taylors and Colemans. Yes, hello to all of you and all the kids there. Vanessa, a.k.a. Fire Cutie, wanted to say hello, wanted us to mention her. So, and she asked for some rap music. I'm sorry, we don't play rap. And so all of them out there, big shout out. Also, Kevin in Indiana, I know you listened to the podcast, apparently. Get in here sometime and join us live. Also, Tiffany in Toronto, Canada. Hello there. So there's the all people that need to give the shout outs to. And the Taylors and Colemans is my niece that I just hooked back up with. And hopefully they're going to get in here one time for the show. So we're going to have a good time with that. And my last business of the day is I want to thank the affiliates, especially the Cockroach.
La Cucaracha.
Yes, we're back to the full 2 hours with them. Also, thank you to the X, Jackalope 105, and Rant Radio. Rant Radio plays us on Sunday. So, kind of scary there for Sunday to be listening to this stuff. We're more of a nighttime adult thing, you know what I mean? So,
we'll pop up in a church service sometime.
Yeah. So, that'd be bad. I wonder
scary.
What we follow. Or what, I don't know. Noontime on Sunday is probably not good to be listening to the show.
We follow Jimmy Swaggart.
Very fitting. So, eesh.
Woo!
But thank you very much for carrying us anyway, Rant Radio. Finding any spot for us, we like it.
Heck yeah.
So, there you go. All right, though. So, there's you, all the breakdowns. And no, I'm not going to play any rap music. We got some great blues tonight. I am going to play something for Susan out there. It's going to be a little Rolling Stones a little bit later. Their bluesy side.
Right on.
So, there you go. And in the next segment, we're going to have Travis in there. Anybody in the box talking at all? What's going on in the chat box? Nothing at all. MacandTravis.com.
Blues Cruiser. Fine. LOL.
He's telling me my volume is okay. See, that's what the listeners do in the chat box.
Nice.
MacandTravis.com. And Wyoming Goofy Gal sent me a message here privately, and it's a secret. I don't know if she wants me to actually tell everybody the secret. So
I triple dog dare you.
If you'll let me know if I can let the secret out. Well, just go in the chat box. Why doesn't she go in the chat box? It's dangerous. It's a box instead of us being a circle. So anyway,
or a rectangle.
What do you call it? A pentagon? Pentagon shape. So tell us the deal. What happened to your birthday? Did you have a good time? Lots of partying? And
No, just slept in. I slept in, and then I mowed the lawn. Then I laid down.
You're
took
always
a 2-hour.
Mowing the lawn. You're mowing everybody else's lawn.
Yeah, that's what I get because I put fertilizer down this spring and grass seed and water it and all the rain. And so now it grows like crazy, and I have to mow it every 2 or 3 days. But no, I didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of hung out. It was hot. It was nasty hot. And so then I mowed the lawn. FedEx guy dropped off my new Goldwing mesh jacket, air mesh jacket, so I can ride and not get sunburnt like a lobster anymore and stay cool and protected. And so then when that box came, I decided, well, I'll just go try on the jacket. And I tried it on and kind of stood around in the garage for a little bit in the air conditioner.
With your jacket on.
With the jacket on. I said, yeah, that feels pretty good. And then I went upstairs and laid down for a couple hours, and that was about it. We didn't do a whole lot.
Wow. What a bummer.
It's okay.
You go to Legends or something and eat fancy and go see a show or something? Or?
No.
Was it Journey here in town, or was it?
I think Jefferson Starship was in town.
Oh, no.
ACDC.
Grace Slick doesn't play with them, does she? I thought she retired years
ago.
She did.
And Mickey Thomas has lost pretty much anything he had voice-wise. So,
I got some bad Jefferson.
Which sucks because Mickey Thomas, out of all the singers, I would love to have his voice. That thing is just astounding. He was killer in the day. But we all were.
Yeah,
but birthdays for me just aren't really nothing. It's another day for me. My 20s, I made up for all the birthdays in my life on my birthdays.
It's depressing. Have you gone through your midlife crisis yet?
I think I'm out of one right now. I have days where you go, man, half my life is over, and I'm already past that half, so the next half is going to be a blink, and I'm going to be sitting there going, man, the second half of my life is over. What the heck?
I'm telling you.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. But if I'm lucky, I got another 5, 10, 15 years in.
Well, most of my family, they die fairly young, so I'm way on the downhill message here. And he's got several, so you got lots of years. You got more years than I do, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm 42 now.
Oh, well, hell.
But
you got 6 years to spare because I'm like 48. So you got.
I've had family members die from the range of 36 all the way to 69, 70s.
Yeah.
Very few gonna go into their 70s.
Yeah.
But so if I get another 20 years, I might be all right.
I think I kind of went through a midlife crisis like in my 30s, and I'm kind of over it now. It doesn't really matter. I'm not chasing young girls or
going
to go buy
either.
Me a sports car or anything like that. But
I did the sports car. Now I'm on the old. I think I'm more on the old man side now
because
I went out and got a Goldwing. I had to get a Cadillac. Well, so, you know, that's kind of the status quo for when you're getting old. You go out and you buy a Goldwing and you start traveling around a little bit and getting the trailers. And
well, you see the guys with the hot rods, you know, the old hot rods, old decked out. They're all old guys. Because when you're young, you can't afford it.
No. Or if you have them, you tear them up.
Yeah.
And you go, man, I wish I'd have known better. I had my hot rod times, you know, in my 30s. I kind of went through another deal there where I had to have quick cars and stuff. But, you know, other people had other plans for me in that line.
That happens.
Of happening. So, no, I just drive the old beaters and enjoy the used stuff. So,
got a message here on my text from Wyoming Goofy Gal. She says, "Nice depressing topic. LOL." Sorry about that. But, what do you want? Get in the chat box for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, she needs Becky's.
Becky's in there. She'll protect you.
Yeah, she says that I had several. I have several midlife crises, I guess.
I need to have one. I think I need to have another one, but. I don't know. I tell you, I get moody as hell on my birthday. It doesn't matter if it's the 18th or the 22nd or the I can imagine when I turn 50, I'm just going to be a pain in the freaking ass.
You get moody?
I get moody and I get retrospective. I'm thinking about all the past and, oh, you know, where the hell am I at? You know, I ain't got shit to, you know, got buddy to piss, a bucket to piss in and anything else. And it's like, and what have I done with my life? Yeah. Oh, wow. So what I do on Saturdays is I come in and do a radio show. That's just really exciting, you know. It's like,
but it is. It is exciting.
Yeah,
you got the listeners.
I guess I got a decent enough life, but
you know,
not
I
those
wish,
things I planned on it.
I did 30 real well, and I didn't do 40 this way, but I did do 30 where I don't remember much about it. Yeah. I know I started drinking about 9 in the morning, and I kind of remember 11 o'clock, but I don't. Kind of remember 11 yeah. o'clock type yeah. thing. So 30 was a blur. So I rolled in appropriately through into my 30s. And then about 31, I quit doing that.
30s are cool, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
30s are cool, and up to about 45, you're still cool. But like I said before, once you turn 45, especially 50, then you're just creepy. I
now
mean,
you're treading on your you better watch the box because now you're treading on dangerous grounds and I'm not following you there.
Everybody is listening is in that same category. But
I'm
for
not
somebody
falling off that cliff with you.
But somebody weird like me, and I obviously everybody knows that I'm a strange character. I become creepy. I was like cool in the 30s and maybe late 40s. Now I'm just kind of weird when you turn that big age, then you're just a creepy dude. So,
that
so I just become a creepy dude.
That goes
care.
Like hell.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
What happens.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah, you know, what can you say?
I wonder what Ernie did for his birthday.
We're going to find out.
Yeah,
we?
I wonder what he did.
Or that secret name of his, Travis, too. See, you used his wrong name.
What'd I
his
say?
You said his real name.
What?
Travis? His real name? You said his real name.
Yeah, what's his secret name?
Well, Travis is his radio name. You said, hey, Ernie, well, hey, Ernie, who's Ernie? I should have said, who's Ernie?
Well, did I say Ernie?
Yeah, you did.
Wow, you're rubbing off on me.
We'll talk to him, too. See, he's that secret army thing, so he has to go by an assumed name. So.
G-14 classified.
Right. He actually has a number.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
That's probably what he'll tell us. I'll text him in just a minute, and we'll get him on the air and find out exactly what he did. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. How much time we got left here? Good. We just got a couple of minutes. Groovy. I got some great show notes we got to get to, some interesting ones, a couple of sad things going on, and also we've got some music. We got Travis. I got to play some more Joe Bonamassa.
Bonamassa.
He's freaking great, you know? He's freaking great. And then we'll... take your phone calls in the second hour, and we want to hear from you. We got to know what's going on. Also, we got a bunch of dead people, and you got some. See, your wife was going to come in and do the news, right? And then there's a no show there. So now you got a stack of news stories you got to deal with there too. You're going to read the news for us later.
Yeah, thanks, Beck.
So I went to all that trouble. I never do that. I never create a bunch of stuff. So I wonder if Blues Cruiser is going to call in. He's in the chat box. You going to call in? I'm sure something pisses you off. Well, answer it, I guess. I don't know who that is. And unscreen calls.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. Why don't you wait a minute? We're about ready to go into a break.
Okay.
I was going to text you. I mean, you're on the air right now, but yeah.
Do what?
You're on the air right now, but we just have a minute, so. What's going
okay.
on?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
You're in your undisclosed location. McShane just called you Ernie. He said, well, Ernie, I wonder what he did for his birthday. I said, well, I don't know who Ernie is, but we're going to find out from Travis. We figured out it's one of your secret names there.
Nice, nice.
They say it's your birthday.
How old were you anyway?
Old.
Old. You know it's downhill from here.
I know. It's been downhill for a long time.
Every part of your body will start aching.
Too late. Too late.
All right. Well, we're going to... I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
You'll be able to hear.
I'll be right here.
All right. Stay with us. All right.
calling in from the satellite phone.
The satellite phone from the undisclosed location. I wonder if he's with the old ex-vice president. What was his name?
Cheney?
No, yeah, Dick Cheney in an undisclosed location. We'll be
as
right
long
back.
As they don't have guns.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, most of you have gotten to know me through my radio show, Journeys with Rebecca. But I wanted to let you know that for over 20 years, I've provided readings to many, many people. I use my gifts to tune into your vibrations and your energy to bring forth information that assists you in your life. Now, I use energy techniques that can realign you to better physical health and share practical methods that can bring in peace, understanding, and more. All for you, unique individual, so that you can receive that which you need in the now. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the About Rebecca tab and follow the reading link, or email me, rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of RAD. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
I'll sleep all day, out all night. I know where you're going. I don't think that's...
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
It is the Up All Night Radio Show. And we are here, beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas, looking out over the light of the city. Cop is parked across the street.
Yeah.
Looking at us.
Yeah. I wish he'd quit looking at my breasts.
I don't know if he's doing that or if he's waiting for the strippers to come in, and I don't think we're having any of those. But, are you with a stripper there, Travis?
No, we don't.
This is Travis Winters on the line from an undisclosed location. Is Dick Cheney with you?
No, he's not. No, he doesn't have a gun.
Yeah, I heard that. Before we get started, I got to play this for you.
Cheney's got a gun.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Travis and Ernie.
Happy birthday to you.
And the other thing I want to tell you is I text messaged your wife.
Right.
Okay, I said, you listen to the show tonight? Travis is going to be on. Nope, I'm not with the girls. It's girls' night out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what the hell?
I know. I told her. I was like, well, you know, I'll be doing the show tonight. She was like, well, I'm going out. I was like, oh, all right.
Well, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. It's her thing.
We still love you, Trev.
We still love
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, yeah.
So there's a myth going about that she never listens to the show. Let's ask Carrie Byron, does Tina actually listen to the show? Is that myth true?
This myth is totally, totally busted.
There you go. So that's not just true.
Fact or fiction?
That's right.
Nice. I'm saying this is busted.
Busted there.
Busted.
Hey, Carrie, what do you think about me?
Put your clothes back on.
Okay, never mind. So anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. So tell us what's going on, man. What's happening in your world? What have you been up to? What's going to be happening?
Just doing the Army thing. Training up. Then, well.
What kind of training?
Army training.
Sorry, I had to.
No, but I wasn't able to get off for my birthday, so we celebrated last night, and let's just say there's a fifth of Jaeger missing off the planet, and I don't remember how I got home.
Eek.
Yeah.
Well, you're not home. You're in a undisclosed location. You're not in the Kansas City area.
Let me just refer. I don't remember how I got back to where I was sleeping for the night.
But you're about, if I'm thinking, you're about 1,700 miles from Kansas City. according to my calculations.
Sure, sure.
That's what you are.
We'll go with that. I have no clue.
they took you in at the dark at night and just dropped you in the middle of a location. So here you go.
I'll be like, there.
You're about as far as you possibly can go from Kansas City and still be in the United States, besides going to Alaska or some shit.
Right.
But anyway, so tell us, did you get some girls or something, or did you go to a strip bar?
No. We just went over. There's a little bar across the way, and we went over there, and there's five or six guys that was, that went over there with me, and I know and stuff like that. I'm been training with and stuff like that, and we just commenced to get hammered.
Wow. Just a bunch of guys getting together? One of his names wasn't Ryan, was it?
No.
I was going to say your own version of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but...
You're not woman enough to take my man.
Well, dang it. No wonder Sarah Palin didn't call me back today. I told her, I said, hey, look, now Mac will be around. Go party with him on his birthday. Or Travis be around, party on his birthday. Mac would be around if Sarah was around, too.
Probably, yeah. But he's a hell of a lot closer there.
Yeah, exactly. So I shot her an email, and I said, hey, man, party with the guy on his birthday. You stood her up.
He really likes you.
Yeah. she
make sure to wear your hair up and wear the glasses.
She could have served you up some tea at the tea party.
I'm sorry. That was lame. Don't ask. I won't tell.
Nice.
You sound like you're tired.
I am. It was a hard night last night.
So you got, three other guys. I imagine it could be a hard night. But
yes, it could be.
So you're on a 4-day pass, right?
Yes.
Did you leave the post or did you?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. You're in the big city there.
Yeah, got as far away as we could. Well, not as we could, but
close
far
enough
away.
Hey, it's a beautiful town, though, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
There's you can have lots of coffee. There's a coffee shop at every freaking corner.
Yes.
Say hi to my brother, because he lives up that way.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I can't say where he lives, though, so because it's G14 classified. I'd be giving away your location. I can't do that.
Nice.
I'd like to live to write home.
Yes, you know they're listening right now.
Yeah, they are.
Now you could always go to the big Boeing Aircraft Museum. That'd be worthwhile for you there. You're right there.
I didn't see that
up
one.
In Everett.
I'll have to look for it.
You got a rental car?
Yeah.
Well, hell, man, you're sitting here talking to me and you're in that town. I love that town that you're in. That we're not supposed to talk about. But kind of got some clues there. Let's see. It's close to Everett, the Boeing plant, and you can get lots of coffee. So I guess people kind of – it's a secret, but we can't say the actual word.
Sure, he's got a rental car. There's a General's Jeep on every corner.
So you all excited? I mean, you get done with your training. You're ramped up. You're ready to go. How much weight did you lose?
I don't even know. I know my pants are a lot bigger now. I put them on and I went, wow.
Next thing we know, it's going to be pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Chaps get pants on the ground.
Y'all hear this. Yeah, here we go.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground with the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways.
That's enough of that. So there you go.
See what I started?
I know. I
got it here.
It's a monster.
Well, you come back and we'll fatten you up.
That's right.
That's
right. I hope not. I'm going to try to keep it off this time.
You want to have that buff exterior there and stuff. So
you
excited? I mean, you're ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You don't want to come back to here because it's kind of, all sad again. I have to say goodbye again for the eighth time. You're ready to get this thing over with.
Yeah, get it done and get it over with, get back home.
You going to retire after this?
No.
What?
I don't have that much time in.
Well, I mean, not retire, but get out then.
No, I still have more time left.
you got too much, after your stint.
Right. But no.
Now you're so close to retirement, you got to stay in. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'm over halfway, so. Mm. Almost three quarters of the way, so.
Dang.
It'll be all right.
So, we're doing this thing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make it for two segments? Can you stay for two segments?
Yeah.
I don't know if you had something to do or something. You guys playing spades.
No,
watching porn, playing spades, drinking Jaeger. There you go. That's the party right there, baby.
No, I'm not doing no more Jaeger. Oh. I'm good on the Jaeger.
Cool. We're doing this bit. People are calling in, and they get 60 seconds to rant about anything they want that's pissed them off, you know, really made them angry.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have something like this. Here's an example here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
So I don't know if you got something that you piss you off. Do you want to talk about some sergeant or something?
No, I'll talk about the weather.
The weather?
The weather is, well, the last couple of days has been really nice. But while we were doing training, every freaking 5 minutes it fucking changed.
Hmm.
1 minute it'll be sunny, the next minute it's raining. Then it's sunny, then it's raining. Then it's sunny, then it's raining.
Wow.
Then it's sunny, then it's raining. Then it's sunny again, and then it's rainy.
Did it get steamy, or is it just sunny?
No, just sunny, and the nice little places I had to stay in, which was not insulated at all, had a heater in it, but it didn't even keep the first two bunks where it blowed out on them warm, and it was like an ice box the whole fucking time.
Wow.
So what's the high temperatures up there?
I don't know. It was 69 today.
That's not bad. That's almost right.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's comfortable when the sun's out, but
then it's negative 20 when the sun goes down.
Yeah, it feels that way. I mean, I had to go buy a long sleeve shirt today just so I'd have a freaking long sleeve shirt to wear.
Well, you can have some of our 94 degree weather we've had.
No, I'm good.
But AZ Racer says hello to you.
Hey, hello.
And we got, I guess you're not near a computer, so.
No.
We got, who else have we got in the chat box? We got Cruiser in there.
Cool. Hello.
So.
Hello, everybody in the chat box and everybody listening not in the chat box.
Yeah.
You going to go fast turn left tomorrow? Watch Pocono?
Oh, that's on tomorrow?
Yeah.
See, I've been so far out of TV that I seen one on the when we got the hotel room, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Good old Pocono.
That's awesome. I'll have to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be a good
race. I have been keeping up on it, though, because I do know that Kurt Busch is the money leader right now, and, or at least he was the last paper I seen, and he won the mid-race, didn't he?
Yeah, he won the mid race, and then I think he took the All Star race.
See, that's
and his brother, you know, he's such a wanker that he wrecks himself out half
that's
the
awesome.
Time.
That's awesome. He drives a Toyota. He deserves to wreck.
Jeff Burton about kicked his butt too.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
See, the first year that they allow the people to allow the drivers to be drivers and get attitudes, I don't get to see none of it.
Well, surely they'd have access to that in a day room or something, don't they?
No, our day room has a bunch of couches and some chairs, and that's it.
Everybody wants to watch Rescue Rangers.
there's not even a TV in there. There's a vending machine and a soda machine with nothing in it.
How about a foosball table?
There's no foosball table.
What
There's
the no hell? What RB no are you in?
Table. I don't know. There's no pool table, no foosball table, no TV.
That foosball's devil. It's a devil.
Devil.
Wyoming Goofy Gal says be safe.
Oh, I'm going to try. Definitely going to try.
Yeah, I'll watch that NASCAR racing stuff for you. I'll keep you up
to date. We'll keep you up to date. How about that?
Sweet. That'd be fun with me. I mean... I'm so far in the dark, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, wait till you get over there. You'll be way far in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
Blues Cruiser says hello.
Hello.
So, I guess you're leaving out, Monday?
Yeah.
You get aboard the big airplane, and you can fly all the way over to your Land X.
Land X.
they were calling it.
They drew an X on the map and said, that's where we're going.
That's where you're going, yeah. They threw a dart there. And so you won't know for a few days there how you're going to be in contact with anybody, if you're going to have contact. Or it'd be awesome if you have internet and you could just get in the chat box. Even if you just get in the chat box. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Say hello to everybody. Say, I'm here. Having a great time.
You're taught as hell.
I'm an army of one.
My ass off. Yeah, I'm an army of one.
So have you, you know, with Jaeger and all that, did you have any seafood while you were there? I mean, you're in seafood capital of the universe.
Not
right
yet.
There. What the hell? Fish out the wazoo?
I did try a smoked salmon, like, burger.
Mm.
It was fucking awesome.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, I was, a buddy of mine ordered it, and I was like, what the hell? I said, dude, there ain't no way that's any kind of good. He goes, here, try it. And I tried it, and it was good. I was impressed.
Awesome.
I wonder if you're going to have, when you get over to Land X, if there's going to be any lakes that you could fish there. Have you got a lure with you or anything? Or
no, but I am going to buy one of those little kind of crunch them up poles, you know, the ones that you can fold down.
Oh, Ron Copo Peel's.
Oh, Ron Copo Peel Pocket Fisherman.
Pocket Fisherman.
That's what I want to buy. Somebody, I do want to buy one of those.
Okay. Somebody asked you, it's the new military special weapons thing, you know.
It's the Army Swiss knife, the Swiss Army knife of fishing.
Like Rambo's knife?
Yeah. Pop it out. What's that? Yeah, I'm going to go catch some fish.
Yeah. But, so what? I guess you heard the big news there about your driver there too.
What about? Oh,
going to Hendrix. You know, what do you think about that?
About what?
Your driver going to Hendrix. What do you think about that?
What?
Yeah, he's gonna be teamed up with Jeff Gordon.
Nuh-uh.
You haven't heard the news? Oh,
you're
it's
lying.
Been everywhere.
You're lying.
We could make up all kinds of shit since you're out of the loop there.
I know. I'd be like. Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, you need to turn the TV on. You need to turn the TV. And I've been watching a lot of women's college softball, and it's freaking been awesome.
Well, I did see Missouri lost the other day.
Oh.
They lost to somebody like 16-3 or something like that. Yeah, they got hammered.
Yeah, we had the World Series. So.
Oh, did they? They
the
already
World
had
Series
it?
Of softball. Women's softball. College women's softball. They're having the college baseball thing up in, what, Rosenblatt Stadium up in Omaha?
Yeah, it's Omaha. I know that.
Yeah, so, nice. Trying to keep you up with all the sports news there.
Let's see. What else? What else did I see? I seen something else. I can't remember. Oh, I know that I think the Flyers and Penguins?
Oh, yeah, they're tied up 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, did you hear the latest that Facebook did?
No.
They wiped out everybody's Farmville accounts.
Aww.
All the farms are gone.
That's right.
That's right with me. I haven't played it since I left, so I have no.
I think the only thing they're leaving people have is okra, if they hadn't have okra on their farm.
Oprah.
Or Oprah working on the farm. I don't know.
Oh, no. No.
Wow.
I didn't say that.
I thought you did. I was the one who said okra.
I said Oprah, but I didn't say you did.
Wow. All right, I miss.
No. I'm just working on it.
Cool Breeze says that she sold your Farmville.
Sweet. That's awesome. Hope she got all it was worth, because I know I had at least $1 million in it.
Snap!
We have like 7 anonymouses in the box now, so say hello to the anonymouses. Tell them who you are.
Hello, anonymous.
You're in the army being deployed off into X-Land.
X.
Far off over one way.
Oh, way, way over.
So. Over there.
You in the room by yourself there?
No, I'm actually in the hallway. There's like
what the hell?
There's like 5 of us in the room.
Well, I'm sorry. Why are you in the hallway, you know?
Just that way. I don't know.
Well, you want to go after this break, you can. I don't want to be sitting in a freaking hallway.
No, I don't care.
Don't they have a computer place there in the motel? They got to have a computer business center.
I don't know.
Go down to the business center and get online.
I don't know where the fuck that's at.
Just knock the night man out and use his at the desk, front desk.
It's front desk.
Yeah.
Here's the key. Go ahead.
I gotta do my Farmville. Dang it! Get out of my way.
That's what we were thinking. And your mafia wars. Don't even want to get you guys on your mafia war whole bull crap.
Oh man, I haven't even touched that in so long.
You talking to me?
All my mafia stuff is gone, probably.
Nah.
Oh, it'll be there. You'd just be robbed about 50 million times. But
yeah.
I haven't seen your wife on Facebook or anything in forever. I don't know what she's doing, but she's just never around anywhere. You know, she's not doing your Farmville. I don't know. It's just a bunch of weeds and all kinds of stuff growing up. Well, hold on, man. We'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, if you like blues and blues rock, you'll love my 30-minute show where I interview the artists and play music by them. Some of the past guests I've had on the show have been Walter Trout, Roomful of Blues, Magic Slim, Jason Ricci, and the great Anna Popovich, plus many, many more. These shows are all available for free 24/7 at my website, www.a1blues.com. That was a1blues.com.
I don't get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Yes, smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profit.
So we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Oh, look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland. This isn't art. This isn't even entertainment. This blows!
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
I'm back here on the Up All Night Radio Show. A couple of mentions that I got to do here first. We're going to be taking your phone calls in the second hour. And if you're mad as hell about something, you got 60 seconds to vent. Let it out. Let the world feel it. And we're going to be doing that at the top of the hour. Right now on the line with us is Travis Winters.
Yeah.
And he's a co-host of the Up All Night Radio Show normally, but he's been deployed to Land X, which is a good 20,000 freaking miles from Kansas City, but you're kind of in midstream right now. You're in a location that we know is near Everett, a town named Everett, has lots of coffee.
And it's begin- and
rains like hell.
And it rains a lot.
You know, and what's really weird about that is I got to go up there for a while, I think 2 weeks to spend working, you know, when I used to work for the fishing company.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, 70 degrees, not one raindrop the entire time. It was gorgeous. Unbelievable. Right. And I couldn't understand why is everybody talking about St. Louis, or not St. Louis, City X being, it's not St. Louis, it's City X, whatever it is. Or no, I guess not City X, City Y.
Yeah.
Being rainy all the time, because it's not rainy, so anyway.
That's the way it was when we first got here, it was sunshiny for like the first week, and I was like, man, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. I love this place. And then we went out in the field, and then it rained, and then it rained, and then it sunshine for a little bit, and then it rained again. And sunshine and rain, and on and off, all the whole fucking time we were out there.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, that the myth that this town Y rains a lot is busted, or is it?
I'm saying this is busted.
She's saying it's busted. It's plausible. No, you're saying it's plausible. Okay. You want to hear my new opening here?
Yeah.
This is my new lifestyle opening, since this is kind of the lifestyle segment.
Okay.
It's kind of long, but I think it's cool. This is my new opening. Maybe. I gotta click it twice.
He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is...
It's Mac with the Lifestyle Report.
You think that's a bit much? You think that's a little too much? Am I too much on myself?
No, that's awesome.
I think I'm a little bit too much on myself. I'm too high on myself.
Stay lifey, my friends.
Be thirsty, my brother.
Oh, man.
Have a beer.
I about lost all my G2.
So, see, that's what's been happening while you're gone. We're creating more crap here.
Nice. So. I always need more crap.
You just sound like you're sitting down in the hallway. You see any hot chicks around or anything like that?
No. Nothing. Nothing at all.
No, hot MPs. I mean, I saw it in Stripes, so you got to have them.
Oh, yeah.
No, nothing.
And Jemima tricks, nothing?
We had some hot MPs when I was in.
We had there's a couple of them that are going with us that aren't bad looking, but nothing really much to talk about.
You got any wild, crazy stories? You know, some gag that somebody did in the field, you know, put somebody's, I don't know, MRE and I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something here.
We didn't this time, which is rather odd. Usually, you know how that stuff goes. Usually that happens all the time, but
yeah,
nothing at all happened this time. Nothing. Well, there's some pictures somewhere of a bunch of us piled into one bed.
Okay.
I don't know where that's at, but they're somewhere.
I was about ready to ask you what's everybody's opinion of the removal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but you apparently already answered that part for us. You guys can't wait to get in bed together. It's like, holy crap. What's the general opinion of everybody, though? Does anybody even say anything? They don't care.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares. So there you go.
The only thing is, you're going to know if they're there. And
they've been there already, so who cares a rat's ass, right?
Yeah, basically. Whatever, as long as you're doing your job, I guess, and aren't looking at my ass while I'm changing.
Hey, just take an extra towel in the shower.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't drop the soap.
You got one guy just standing there watching everybody come and take showers. You know?
Yeah, probably not. Good.
I'm the towel boy.
So have your roommates there? Or they got some chicks in the room or something? Or what's going on?
No. We're just kind of... We all got pretty hammered last night, so we're all kind of
mellowed out.
Easy tonight. Yeah.
I can't believe you're not going to a strip bar. It's one of the best strip bar cities in the world. It's number three right after Atlanta and Dallas. Not that I'm an expert or anything.
Not that
I've been to any of those strip bars in any of those three towns, but it is number three. I would say by and large, and I've done a study on this one time, that girls at the strip bars in Seattle, in City Y, generally have bigger breasts than any other town.
Really?
That's a fact, yeah. I think it's the rain and the cold weather. They grow more or something, I don't know.
Maybe it's just the nipples stick out more.
It's awful nipply up there. Makes my nipples hard thinking of it. No, I'm joking.
Oh, it would be if you were
asked, don't tell. There you go.
That's right.
You still got the same thing going on here in the studio.
What's that? Yeah.
Okay. Nice. That's awesome.
So you're just pretty well out of it there, huh?
Yeah. Just kind of been relaxing today. We went down and went along the waterfront. It was freaking cool. The mountains are really cool. That's really nice.
Yeah, you got that big mountain right outside the fort there, don't you?
Yeah, he keeps sneaking up. Me and a buddy of mine call him the Sneaky Mountain, because for the first 3 days, we didn't even know he was there. And we looked up and went, holy shit, when did that mountain get there? And we were like, where have you seen that mountain? And no, it's not like we hadn't walked by it every fucking day, twice, two or three times a day. And then for a while, we're walking. All the clouds would cover him up, so you can't see him. God damn, he disappeared again. And then, poof, he'd reappear.
Wow. That's where I wanted to go. It was one of my choices that I wanted to go to. I visited there at Fort Lewis, but I never got to be stationed there. But it's freaking gorgeous.
And
the strip bars. I mean, what do you want? You got everything you got there. You got fishing. You got seafood. And you got Olympia beer. How about that?
I haven't had none of that yet either.
Yeah, it's piss water.
I have had what was it? Alaskan Porter. I think that's what it was called. I know it was Alaskan something. I think it was Alaskan Porter. Yeah, I think it was Alaskan Porter. It's like a microbrewery place up here. And if you get a chance, have it. It's good.
All right.
Really good.
You have to bring one back.
I'll try to send one back.
I got some Travis Winters beer in the refrigerator still. Your homemade hooch that you made.
Oh, yeah?
It's still in there.
That'll be good by the time you get back.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can you can open it up and drink it when you get back.
I might. Is the lid on tight?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a couple in there. You bought over a couple of your hooch.
Sweet. Yeah, I didn't get to make none before I left.
Nah.
That's all right. There's always time when I get back.
Now, you're going to be busy at the adult alternative club when you get back. What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back? Yeah, I know you have a whole year to plan this, but besides having sex with your wife, that's a given. Now move on to the next thing you're going to do.
Having fun with the kids. Besides that, I don't know. I'd like to take a vacation. Would like to go someplace, maybe on a cruise or
Seattle or something.
Yeah, Seattle maybe. You know, never know. I don't know. I'd like to do something, some kind of vacation type thing.
Wow.
That way, you know.
You definitely would deserve it.
Yeah, work for a year, then you know, take a cruise or something like that. I think that'd be pretty awesome.
A cruise.
Yeah, I've never been on a cruise.
Too much water. I don't want to do it on a cruise.
You go out and fight them pirates.
Yeah.
Don't tick me off.
That'd piss you off, wouldn't it, though?
Yeah. Be like, God damn it, I just got back here. Fuckers are fucking on this boat already.
I was fighting you guys on land, and now I got to fight you on the ocean.
And I'm on vacation.
Yeah. I'm getting too old for this shit.
You sound really crotchety now that I think about it.
You know what they say when they drop you off there at Land X, find the biggest zebra and just punch him square in the mouth.
That always works.
They won't mess with you no more.
Could you do me a favor? Could you do me a favor? When you're over there and you guys, when you capture one of those Somali pirates, give him your imitation of a pirate.
All right.
Come on, do a little bit for me right now.
I'm gonna have to teach him how to talk pirate.
That would be funny as hell, wouldn't it?
No, you got it all wrong. Your tone is all wrong. It's like this. You call yourselves a pirate? Jeez.
You guys ain't pirates.
Arr.
And what's your imitation name? What's your name there as a pirate? Greybush?
Captain Greybeard or Greybush or something.
Captain Greybush. Yeesh.
Captain Harry Bush. Oh, damn.
Yeah, man.
I know how to kill a nice flowing conversation, don't I?
Nah.
Yeah.
We've had 2 weeks off here, and I've been just excited as hell to get back on the air.
Yep.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice. I've had about a month off. It's kind of weird.
And you're ready to get back on the air, too, huh?
Yeah, it's been weird, definitely weird. But I don't know, I've kind of lost track of days. I'm just now starting to recoup days again.
What'd you do, live in the field for 2 weeks?
Yeah. Hell.
That was more time than I spent in the field the whole time I was in the military.
I know.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It started raining once, we all came in, it was too weird.
you know how Tom Hanks does it. He just finds himself a cave wall and draws him a little line, and it keeps track of the months and the days. And
there you go.
Start writing on my arm.
You know, talk to, you know, volleyballs, whatever, you know. It won't tell.
Just scratch it in your arm with your knife. Nice. Or your bayonet. You guys got bayonets?
No.
What the hell?
We don't have those anymore.
Are you supposed to fight pirates without bayonets?
Yeah. Oh, they're around somewhere. That's right. Everybody else carries a knife anyway.
I hope so.
Not everybody one of those little,
you call that a knife? This is a knife.
One of those
they did put
knives.
Restrictions on it, though.
Really?
You can only have a 4-inch blade.
A what?
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
You're carrying a fucking M60 and you got a tank with what on it? Whatever. What's your tank?
125 mm mic.
And they don't want you to have a knife. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Nothing. No knife over 4 inches long.
That's our military. Oh my God.
This is what I said. Well, I said, well, if you get a 12-inch knife, you have 3 knives then.
Yeah.
You're only going to stab it in the first 4 inches the first time. Then if that breaks, you know, you got 2 more to back it up.
Right on.
See? I mean, that was my theory, but no, they shot that down pretty quick.
All right. All right. We got a question in the chat box. How come you didn't go on an Alaskan fishing trip? And you could have been, you know, on the, you know, what's deadliest catch. Those guys could have went and got some crab there.
That would have been cool. I would have done that. I don't know. I would have let them do it and then kind of just helped them sort the crab.
All right. Yeah.
Let them do all the work.
Yeah.
Crab's got crabs.
don't do that.
Oh, shit. No.
You know, I love that show. And, of course, Mythbusters, you know, my girl. So make sure you spread the word.
Oh, I will. Yeah. Everybody knows Mythbusters, Carrie Byer.
I bet they do. Well, I wanted to know what you guys watch in the day room, and now you say you don't even have a freaking day room. I want to know what you're going to watch when you're over in Somaliland, and
I don't know that either. I won't know that.
You might be able to pick up that BBC News with the stripping newscasters.
Yeah.
Is that on BBC?
It's over in the BBC somewhere.
Sweet.
You might be able to do that.
That'd be awesome.
Because
then it's not porn. It's just the news.
Talking about the weather.
There you go.
Sunshiny by the end of the show.
be like, I don't care what she's talking about. What are you guys doing? We're learning the weather of Jamaica. Why? Because we need to know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens, and I'll keep in touch.
All right. Well, let us know, and let me hold on. Let me bring up a little bit of music, and then you can kind of send us out on this.
Okay.
And take care. I don't know when you're going to have a chance to get back in contact, and I hope you get rested up from your partying last night.
Yeah, my plan is to.
What I would suggest for all of you guys is to go in the other room there, get you something to drink. Play some spades, watch some porn on the TV, and there you go.
All right. That sounds like a good time.
All right. This is Joe Bottomassa. You want to say that?
George Bottomassa?
Joe Bottomassa. I can't even
Joe
say it.
Joe Bottomassa.
Joe Bottomassa.
Three times a fool.
What a fool?
Three times a fool.
Three times a fool.
All right. Well, take care, man.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
We love
later,
you.
Travis, man, brother.
All right. Bye. Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
curve, be sure to check out my brand new CD titled Blues Nation. Available for purchase at cdbaby.com starting March 8, 2010. You can purchase the physical CD or MP3 downloads of your favorite songs from the album. Once again, Blues Nation, available for sale at cdbaby.com March 8, 2010.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
It's time to kick this party into high gear.
Here we go!
Do you want a party?
Yeah.
Party!
We'd like to party.
Why don't you spell party for us?
Party people in the house.
Party people.
Okay. Here they are.
The Party Posse.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
Show and yeah, here we are. Travis was just tired. He was just out of it.
Yeah, he sounded pretty tired.
I'm just screwing around with this. Anyway, yes, we're going to be taking your phone calls here momentarily. Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take anymore. You got something that pisses you off? You get 60 seconds. You got anything that pisses you off?
Everything pisses me off.
You want to try one 60 second rant here?
Or
you got to wait a little bit?
I'll wait a little bit.
Okay. And what's going to happen is if you call in and you got a rant, then I'm going to play the little clock thing here. Where's it at here? And then you got that. And you got that for 60 seconds. And it gives you 60 seconds to say whatever the hell you want. And or if you want to just chit-chat, you can do that. Or if you have a car problem, let's say you have a appliance problem, anything like that, we're the handymans. Mick and Mac, the handyman guys, and we can help fix that.
Where's Jim Croce when you need him?
That's right. That's right. I'm your handyman. If you want to call in the Mad as Hell line, it's 913-322-9502. That's 913-322-9502. Or if you have an appliance problem or a car problem, call in on that number is 913-322-9502. And then the wild card line for you on the East and West Coast, it's 913-322-9502. That's the number.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Wow.
I can't remember that.
Wow. It's on the website, backatravis.com, so feel free to call in. We got a lot to get to here tonight. We got show notes. We got a big pile of news that we're probably not going to get to.
Yeah.
We got some more music. I got some Rolling Stones. Joe Badamassa. I said it.
Badamassa.
And real quickly, going to go through the babe of the week there. That's our friend Stacy Carter. She is the cat from the WWE back in the day.
Woo-woo!
And the link there is to her Facebook. And if you want to be her friend, I'm sure you can be her friend. I'm also her tweet friend.
Ooh.
So, and she's out on doing something, I think, with the the Tri-State Wrestling tonight. And anyway, her stats are 5'3". She lives in Cape
Coral, Florida, 105 pounds. Used to be married to Jerry the King Lawler.
Really?
Yes, back in the day. And she's best known in the WWE for the first nudity on a WWE pay-per-view was her boobs. She showed her boobs on a pay-per-view.
Nice.
So, and you may remember her with the black hair or the blonde hair. She could do that. And with those boots, I don't know. Can you guess a shoe size for her?
Nine.
Nine? Wow. Nine.
Look at the size of those.
Those things are monsters. They're definitely stripper boots there.
I'm kind of looking at the leather skirt, though.
That's sweet, too.
That is.
And you can Google her, and I'm sure, make sure you put in Stacy Carter WWE to find some pictures of her, and you can find all kinds of pictures of it. It's kind of funny because she's a realtor, and there for a long time, she played down the fact she was WWE and all that. She was like, she wasn't the one part of the wrestling world, and she was just doing realtor work, and that's all she was doing. And then all of a sudden, like 2 years ago, it's now like, I was a member of the WWE. Now she's doing wrestling events and stuff like that. So
I bet she closes a lot of deals.
I bet she does, too. And, you know, there she goes. I don't know if she just got tired of it or what, but she's back there. So check her out, Babe of the Week. And I guess we're going to hit a couple of show notes here. We're going to talk, I think Breeze is going to call in here a little bit. We'll discuss the missing person, very odd case. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's see. Citibank. This is going to be one of my rants here.
Yeah.
One of my 60-second rants. This Citibank woman was fired for being too sexy. Click on the story there, and you'll see one picture of her. I heard you talking about it on your show.
Uh-huh.
I was walking out, and I didn't know what all you said about it. But this young lady, I can't even pronounce her name. I'm not even going to Deborah somebody. Deborah Lee Lorenza. Did I say that good enough?
Sounds right to me.
But she was fired from Citibank because she's too good-looking, too distracting. And I guess, you know, people make comments about her butt. And men couldn't control themselves, apparently. So they decided to fire her. And that pisses me off because if there's one group of women out there that's getting mistreated and discriminated against on a normal basis, and that's the hot chicks. They are just being treated. And I feel so sorry for them being treated so badly by all these people. Don't you feel sorry for it? What do you think about her?
Jeez. I wouldn't complain. Hell, I'd never call in sick.
She's a morale booster, right?
Wear that to work every day. That'd boost some morale. Boost something.
And then on the other picture page, you can get, for some reason, she's showing like 30 pictures of her in different outfits at work. And I don't know if she's playing this up for some gig or something like that. I'm sure it is, because otherwise she wouldn't have had all these 30 pictures. You can scroll through all those. And I guess it would be kind of difficult to have her at work. But you got to be careful about firing good-looking people, because I'm surprised I'm not fired from my job at Wonder Bread because I'm so damn freaking fine-looking. There's a lot of laughing going. That was the comedy part of the show tonight, right there.
Now I know why the railroad kept going after me.
That's
they just
right.
Couldn't handle my studliness.
That is correct. That is it.
Wow.
That's our problem. We're just too damn good looking.
Wow.
I hope the webcam's not on me right now.
It is.
Oh, shit. Yeah, look at this.
Yeah. Yeah. I. You know.
Look at those. Look at that. Look at that baby. Oh, yeah. That's it. Women are getting excited to box there.
You might need to hire her. I hear you're looking for a job. We won't discriminate against your awesomeness.
She could be our news chick. Because apparently some people can't show up and do the news.
Oh,
wah. Is she even listening there?
Yeah, I don't know. She may have fell asleep, poor gal.
Yeah, well, I do make women go to sleep for some reason.
I love you, babe. Poor Beck.
You could text her and tell her to call in, because she was going to call in. She had some questions that she had for you, too.
Yeah, I don't know if she's still in the box or not. Let's see. She says she is.
Oh. Hello in the box. You got that phone number, call in. Maybe everybody's not angry. Maybe everybody's not mad and upset. I don't know.
They should be.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I don't know. I'm surprised. Because usually anger does real good in the chat box. that's the kind of stuff we bring to the show.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't know. All right, well, we're going to continue with the show notes and go on from there. By the way, if you're listening and you're not in the chat box or you're not watching the webcam, any of that stuff, and the show notes, all of that stuff is at the website, macandtravis.com. 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 Because I can look over here and I can see the numbers. It doesn't match up with those numbers. So that means there's a lot of people listening that's not in the box. So come and join us in the chat box. And if you're listening to the podcast, come and join us live sometime. You know what the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess I could probably say something that would make people mad, but I don't know. Anyway, we'll do the show notes and we'll move on here. Let's see. Yes, Citibank fires the chick. And that's a sad, sad thing right there.
Yeah.
Featured artist, Joe Badamasa. Yes, we'll win us. You can always win a CD of Zedhead if you call us and you have a really cool rant here. Or just a cool phone call. All cool phone callers get a free copy of Zedhead's new CD. And it's Texas Cufflinks. And it's awesome. And we should play some more of one of their music. There you go. That's good because it covers me up, too. Also on the show notes, the Tri-State Wrestling. Check out this website, the Tri-State Wrestling. This is where the cat, our babe of the week, is at this weekend or tonight. But look at some of the other. Are you into wrestling?
No. I never really got into it much.
Man. But anyway, some of these characters, you know, they're just funny as hell. Blue Meanie and Kid America, they're kind of funny. And these are some handsome dudes there, that's for damn sure. Shockwave, the Robot, and the Metal Master. I love those guys. That's some good wrestling teams right there.
The Robot. Kind of reminds me of Johnny Sacco and the Giant Flying Robot. Doesn't he?
Yeah. I love wrestling. I love wrestling. Oh, we got somebody here. Let me look at this.
Craziness. Crazy. That's just crazy.
Goofy Gal says, I want a CD but can't call in. Can't or won't? That's the question. You got to call in. I love wrestling. It's so funny. Anyway, I got a story about it, but I'm not going to just bore people with it, so hell with it. I've got enough to get to. Let's see. Also, give us a blow-by-blow on the next one. Japanese baseball. You're a big baseball fan. This is a must-see. Apparently, Japanese baseball is really interesting, and this is the reason why it's really interesting. And there's a car pulling up with this chick. Give us a blow-by-blow on this baby.
She's wearing a nice little skirt, knee-high socks, bows in the hair,
baseball outfit sort of.
Yeah, little pinstripes, stars.
I don't know if she's going to throw a curveball or a slider. Or
nice big long earrings that you can get all tied up in. And
oh, that was a big curve. Big slow curve. That was almost a knuckleball right there.
She handles that ball pretty good.
Oh, look at that. Ooh, hello.
Wowzers. Then she bends over and pretty much falls out of her top almost.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what the baseball needs. You saw that at Royal Stadium. That would be awesome.
I'm telling you.
Instead, you got that goofy guy who's the mascot for the
what
the Royals.
Is his name? I call him Tigger.
Whenever I talk about the Royals on this show, I get emails like, the Royals, who's that? Some AAA team or something like that? They don't know who the hell we're talking about. You know that team that the Yankees always kicks their ass every, you know, 12 times a year. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. That's a cool baseball thing. I like baseball. They need to get baseball a little more hip and get something like that going.
They have her out there throwing out the first pitch. I guarantee you they'd sell out.
Oh hell yeah, I think I'd go there.
Especially
too.
If they give you binoculars with every ticket purchase.
Baseball hasn't been the same since that big boob chick that used to run across the field. What was her name? Morganus, or whatever the hell her name was back in the 70s, and I was showing my age. But they used to have this chick, and she wasn't topless or anything, but she just had a tight shirt on, and she'd run out on the field with her boobs shaking up and down. I can't remember her name. Maybe somebody in the chat box remember that.
Yeah, I can't remember her name either.
If you're interested, I don't know if people are interested, but this is a cool website, Porn Stars, Where Are They Now? It's a website that kind of gives you, enlightens you on porn stars. This guy's dead, Jamie Gillis, he's dead, 66. So you can keep up with the latest news on the old porn stars right there. I don't know if it's that exciting that you want to do, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. And you can also search out some of your old, there's another one, Erica Boyd, dead at 53. Those porn stars die young. I don't know what the deal is about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all that hard work.
Hard work. Let's see. Former porn star turns anti-porn activist. She needs to just shut up. Nothing wrong with porn. There's been porn since the beginning of time. Anyway, so there you go. Check out that if you're interested in some of your old porn stars that you used to pleasure yourself to. Anyway. Next time on the show notes, the gratitude campaign. This is a real cool campaign. You can go to the website and see what you want to do. You know, this is how to thank soldiers that you see at the airport or running down the street, and it's a little sign that you can give, and you watch that video, and it's just kind of a cool way to say thank you to the men and women in our military, and so there you go.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, so that's kind of nifty. And also, now this one, I need, let me make sure I got time. This one, I want to play it, and you can kind of tell me what the hell's going on. The WTF video of the week. I don't know what's going on with this video. Please give us a blow-by-blow on this one.
This almost reminds me of the... the hell is this? Right on your lap. This is what I do. I sit on quite you. Sit on chunky you. Guy. This is what I do. I sit balding. Right on your mustachy. Almost one of those deals where he kind of reminds me of the guy that they used for the KY102's TV commercial that said, listen, or next time he's naked, and he was doing the dance. Kind of similar, but he doesn't have as much personality. What the hell? Yeah.
I don't know. That's why it's called the... WTF video of the week. I don't know what that's about.
This is what I do when I sit on you.
Sit on you. He looks like, you know, a pedophile to me. But
he's not all there. Something's messed up.
It looks like it's a kiddies program. It's got to be an old 70s kiddies program. And it's like, you got to be shitting me. They actually had that shit.
This is what I do when I sit on you.
Sit on you. Sit on you.
Nah, I'm sure.
Eesh. All right, next on the show notes, we'll kind of shoot through these. Reasons not to get drunk. Thanks, friends. Now, this chick is kind of like Rockfest, apparently.
Yeah.
And they got the Rockfest in the background, and she's too drunk for her own good.
I'm too drunk to sit on my butt.
And her friends kind of help her at first. Are you okay? Are you okay? And things go terribly wrong after this. It continues to go, oh, we're going to help her up here. Kind of in a big mud bog, too.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like she can't. She falls down square on her face.
And then her friends leave her alone.
She's got more mud on her than the ground has.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, little bong.
At least it goes.
And the friends
landing.
Say, hell with it. That's great, friends. Thank you. Thank you. So. There's our PSA of the week about getting drunk at Rockfest.
I have nothing. I have no. I'm really speechless. What's he doing? Putting mud in her ear?
Don't know.
This is gonna be on YouTube.
This is gonna be on YouTube. He said.
Nice.
What the hell?
Here, let me clean you off by pouring some beer on you. Oh, no, now the pants are coming down. A drunk, muddy crack.
Oh, God. Okay, that's
enough. Yeah, okay.
That's enough. So check that out. That's quite amusing there.
It's pretty
and,
funny.
If you got your kids, you know, and they're, you know, wanting a drink and all that, they should show this.
That'll stop you.
You know, at least have control of yourself when you go to Rockfest. It's just a nightmare.
Woo! All right, I'm going to wear more up all night. coming up.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, most of you have gotten to know me through my radio show, Journeys with Rebecca. But I wanted to let you know that for over 20 years, I've provided readings to many, many people. I use my gifts to tune into your vibrations and your energy to bring forth information that assists you in your life. Now, I use energy techniques that can realign you to better physical health and share practical methods that can bring you peace, understanding, and more. All for you, unique individual, so that you can receive that which you need in the now. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the About Rebecca tab and follow the reading link, or email me, Rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
My fetish is listening to the Up All Night radio show with Mac.
Hi, you're back up all night, Mac and Nick. Woo! Maybe you want to call in and talk if you're mad as hell about something, or maybe you just want to yak. That phone number is in the chat box, 913-322-9502. If you have an appliance or you have a car that's broken down, we'll also give repair advice. And that number is 913-322-9502. Also, if you've seen a UFO or you've been abducted, call the Wild Car Line. That's a special number you get right in, 913-322-9502. All of our calls are unscreened, uncensored. We just lift up the phone and say hello. That's what happens. It's scary. Really, what other shows will this happen on that you just call in and you're right on?
Not me.
Oh, you do too.
Ah,
do you screen your calls?
I can't take calls right now.
Oh,
I got to get another system. Yeah. At some point, I'm going to take calls again.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is scary because it's you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you're live on the air. Who am I talking to?
And you got commercial stations.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
Hey, terrestrial stations, you got to worry about the FCC thing. Whereas here, you know, if somebody calls up and says, you know, fuck off and die, it's like, okay, thanks for calling in.
That's why I need a third person on a board with a 7-second roll off.
Maybe we'll at least get a Baba Booey call. I haven't had a Baba Booey call forever.
A Baba Booey call.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. That's all they say. The Howard Stern thing.
Nice.
Somebody did get us there. Anyway, we're back here up all night with Mac and Mick, and we got some more music to play. I got to play music here pretty soon. Well, it's good. We still got time for some songs and stuff. Or do you want to hit it right now?
It's up to you.
Well, we'll get through the show notes here in a minute. We'll go ahead and hit a song here, and then we'll get back to this. So I got to bring it up here. We'll do another Joe Bonamassa. I'm all about him right now. This one's that song with B.B. King. What's the name of it?
That's a good song.
Nightlife. And this is from the new CD, Black Rock. And this is Joe Bonamassa.
All right.
Thank you.
Joe Bottomassa. I can say it when I say it real fast. But
wow!
Besides that, that's some good stuff right there. I want to turn you into a blues stuff. Freak there, aren't you?
Yeah. I like blues. I like blues rock.
Blues rock, yeah, definitely. We got a phone call, and let me bring it on. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Breeze.
Hello.
Cool Breeze.
Hello.
Well, you've got something to talk about that's rather serious, and I've got the link on the show notes about the missing person, and it's a friend of yours, right?
Beth Bentley. She's from Woodstock, Illinois, but she went missing on May 23rd, or thereabouts, out of the Mount Vernon, Illinois area, which is, I would guess, about 60 miles east of St. Louis.
Right.
Now, the story is that her and another girlfriend of hers from Woodstock drove down for the weekend to visit this other girl's boyfriend who was rehabbing a house there. They were supposed to drive back together, and then suddenly the story changed. The girlfriend is saying that she dropped her off at a train station, but she didn't know if she, you know, got on the train or anything. Like, she didn't even bother to wait to see. The train station's unmanned. Or at least it is on the weekends, and no cameras. From what I can tell, I mean, it's a pretty small town. I'm thinking someone told me like 10 to 20,000. So it's probably pretty desolate on a Sunday night. But
right.
Most people told me that a lot of more people would travel out of the Effingham, which is a little further
north.
No, she spoke to her husband at approximately 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Now, the last train going up to Chicago. I guess it's it runs back and forth between Chicago and New Orleans. The last train leaves out of the station at 6:08, yet she never mentioned anything to her husband about the plans had changed. She was taking a train home. Story doesn't add up. Police say that there's no rhyme or reason.
Why'd she change her plans and leave that other woman? I mean,
that's just it. If you go to her page, there is a Facebook group page, and of course, to give you the web address of that would be hard.
Well,
but
the link's right there on the links on front page of MacandTravis.com.
If you go in there and read, the general consensus is nobody believes this girlfriend's story. And of course, she's lawyered up right away.
Oh yeah.
There's
nobody. There's something going on there.
It makes absolutely no sense at all. There's no rhyme or reason. Just like the police said, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Nobody, and it has been really difficult getting the media. I mean, actually, it was, Memorial Day before anybody ran it. And that was mostly up in the Chicago area, and it's just now getting publicized down south.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that the public, the community, somebody will speak up, because we can't even verify. They have checked with Amtrak, and Amtrak says that they do collect names and addresses when the conductor, because you would have to buy your ticket either online or on the train at that location on the weekend. There is no record. Also, no people who were on the train that have been questioned remember her. And if you've seen her picture, she's a striking woman. I mean,
Yes. She's
the kind of woman that people would remember.
Yes.
And there has not been any reports whatsoever that anybody has seen her.
And that whole
at
area.
At any time. Yeah. Actually, there's actually nobody even said, well, you know, hey, I saw her, but it was before then. I mean, there's actually been no, but we're hoping now that we're getting flyers out in the area that someone in the community, because a lot of people just flat didn't know about it.
Right. It's a pretty rural area, too. I mean, the city's not very big. I used to deliver there to Mount Vernon, and there's not much
really?
Going on. Yeah, there's not much happening out there. There's very few, you know, much of anything. It's pretty wide open country, really. But
it's all pretty much farmland, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Farm or lakes and
small
communities.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult tracking down her last known whereabouts, which is we're focusing on that Mount Vernon and Centralia area. But not
very
fully
odd.
Just there. I mean, because you've got to... I mean, originally, it was questionable as to whether she did get on the train and maybe got... Because when you get to Chicago, she would have had to jump on... Is it the Metro line? To go out to Woodstock.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, it was kind of still up in the air as to where...
Well, I'm sure... Now
it went missing from. Now they've got it more narrowed down to that it was definitely in southern Illinois because she didn't get on the train.
Right, because the train will definitely have records because of the whole 9/11, you know, issue. You can't get on a train without having your ID and everything else, just like an airplane. So I'm sure they would have a record of her if she did make it on the train. So,
and the thing that strikes me is if you read the articles. Amtrak states that, you know, of course, they could have made a mistake, and maybe an employee didn't write down her name and address. It's possible. So to me, that says that some people did get on the train
at that
station. Otherwise, they would have just flat out said nobody got on there. Obviously, she didn't. So that's another thing is nobody can even... say that they ever saw her at the station.
Wow. Well, we have the link on the website back at travis.com. If you happen to be a Facebook person, if you'll join the group and then spread the word out among your friends, we can just keep it going, you know, as many people out there getting the word out. Maybe somebody has a relative that lives out that way or something, you know? I mean, that's...
Well, and plus, even if you don't have a Facebook page, there is a web page made for her. You can go there, print out. There's a PDF of the flyer. You can print out your own flyers and post them. And we are, of course, suggesting everybody that has, you know, the ability to do that will help and post flyers in their area because you never know where somebody might have been traveling
to
or from.
Definitely.
If, in fact, she was, you know, at the station, you never know where those people might be. They might have been headed to New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, but that web address is very simple to remember, www.bethismissing.com.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for letting us know, and, you know, anything else we can do, just let us know.
Thank you.
All right. And don't forget to listen to Cool Breeze. Your show, I'm sure you're going to be talking about it a lot tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Time on kconlineradio.com.
Okay, but 7 p.m.
Oh, 7 p.m. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of Thursday show.
Yeah.
Shoot me.
7 to 11. Crap shoot.
Right? All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Hey, see you, Breeze.
All right, so we... That's a pretty odd situation. I forgot to ask her because we had a case when I used to live down towards Springfield where she lives that three women went missing from a home, like a mom, a daughter, and then a friend of the daughter. And they all three went missing, and that was like for 5 years they were searching out, trying to figure out who did it and how can you get three women because there was no forced entry. There was no sign that they were pulled out of the house. You know, everything was normal in the house. So somebody they knew drew them out of the house and took them off somewhere. And it's just like, I don't know if that's ever been solved either. So very strange. Anyway,
Sad, sad deal. Sad deal.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting that that happens in this world, to say the truth. But what? We're going to go ahead and hit another song here, and then we're going to come back and get through some more stuff. This is, they're going to introduce themselves. This is the Rolling Stones.
Do I have time for this?
No, I don't have time for this. I better not play this at all. But, because we only got like a minute and a half here left. So, but, anyway.
I'll hold it. Mick had a little too much of this G2.
Oh, go ahead. I'll just.
G2!
I'll just go right ahead. I'll go ahead and just mention what's coming up for the rest of the show. We got another segment to go here on the show tonight, and a lot more crap to get to. We got some more show notes. Teachers banging students all over the place, and now we're getting other principals involved in all that crap. And also we got some, again, when we come back in, we're going to have some more music. The Rolling Stones with Buddy Guy. You like a little mix of some good music. It's called Champagne and Reefer. So, you know, that's going to be a pretty cool tune. That's coming up right after the break. And also, I don't know, just got a lot of stuff to get to. And more show notes, and we got tons of news. It's great to be back, I got to tell you. It's been a while, you know, two weeks since I've been doing a show. And I feel back motivated and got some energy. And I think we're going to have some good stuff. We're going to have some great guests coming in the studio. I just wish you would call. You know, I know you're out there, and we'd love to hear from you. And I guess nobody's got anything mad. Everybody's doing pretty good. So there's not a bunch of mad people out there. But we're going to have a good time anyway. So I'm looking forward for the next few weeks. We're going to have some start getting some guests in here. Hopefully Blues Cruiser will pop back in with his guitar. We'll get some music and all kinds of stuff. And big thanks to the affiliates, too. You know, thanks for staying with us. We'll be right back. Woohoo!
This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great. Have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Prince Anthony was the handsomest man in the entire kingdom.
Ma'am, am I handsome?
His fondest wish was to find a beautiful bride.
Of course, she doesn't have to be as stunning as me.
But Prince Anthony couldn't find one. Why? Well, because he never left the palace.
Being this pretty isn't easy.
He spent all day lifting weights and getting his back waxed.
Ow!
And trimming and grooming and tweezing and plucking.
Perfecting perfection.
Meanwhile, his less good-looking but far more charming brother Benji found a bride. So did his rather unattractive cousins and even his flat-out butt-ugly Uncle Stanley.
I don't understand it. I am way better looking. Than any of them.
Unfortunately, none of the women in the kingdom knew this because none of them had ever seen him.
But if they ever did.
But they didn't. So Prince Anthony spent his entire life all alone until he was old and toothless, bald and fat, saggy and rather flabby.
At least my back isn't very hairy.
Ow! You may have the best product or service in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you just have the best product or service in the world. It's called advertising, and it works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? This message brought to you by this station, Adweek Magazine, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and the famous Radio Ranch.
He's old and creepy and staring at my chest. Wow, it's Mac.
Community leaders are outraged over a porn video. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Citizens of Pleasant, North Carolina are protesting an X-rated videotape this week, claiming the tape does not contain the all-anal action promised on its cover. Area resident and mother of two, Janice Ferguson.
Well, is this the sort of hardcore pornography we want to see in our homes? I think not. I say the people of Midvale County deserve better.
The group is demanding the inclusion of more explicit material on the video, including anal gangbangs. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Wow.
Online at theonion.com.
Wow. That was crazy.
Oh, man.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get to the Rolling Stones here with Buddy Guy. They'll introduce themselves. Champagne and Reefer on the Up All Night Radio Show.
We're gonna do a song that was written. I don't know if it was actually written by Muddy Waters, but I first heard it done by Muddy Waters, and it's called Champagne and Reefer.
And Buddy Guy is going to help us out.
Just so happens that we get a phone call, so we're going to have to pick up on the phone call here.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is AZ Racers.
Now, you heard the song Champagne and Reefer, then you call Ed.
Right on.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. Sitting in my backyard, we're looking at the stars here.
Oh, man. It's
nice. I wanted to rant for you, dude.
All right.
I got a little poem for you to read first.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Obama is the shepherd I did not want. He leadeth me beside the still factories. He restoreth my faith in the Republican Party. He guideth me in the path of unemployment for his party's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the breadline, I shall fear no hunger, for his bailouts are with me. He has anointed my income with taxes, my expenses runneth over. Surely poverty and hard living will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in a mortgaged home forever. I'm glad I am American. I'm glad that I am free. But I wish I was a dog and Obama was a tree.
Oh, man. Well, you got McShane likes that. He likes that.
All right, man. And I want to rant about our president and his immigration policies.
Okay, let me start the clock here. You got 60 seconds and go.
Right on, brother. All right. Our proud governor, Jan Brewer, went to Washington and she had a sit down with the quasi-Muslim freak. And he said that he did not like our new law when the only thing she did was took the federal law and decided that we're going to enforce it here on the state level. Okay, and then everybody is attacking our state with boycotts on this and that, threatening us with financial retribution for enforcing a law that's already supposed to be on the books as a federal law. Now, do we have an open border or do we have a closed border? I would like to know. We have the Border Patrol here. We have the National Guard. We asked for 3,500 troops. He allowed for 1,200 troops. That's one-third of what we asked for. Are they going to enforce the law, or is he making a mockery of the whole thing and just expecting us to carry the load of all these illegal aliens who are exhausting our state's resources?
Yes.
Thank you.
I agree. Thank you very much, AZ. And
heck yeah.
We've got to get the borders locked up, and you can't have a country when you have borders where just anybody can come across. So, man, I'm with you there.
Yeah, but we already had 8 years, you know, of open borders with Bush, too, because he wasn't trying to do nothing. And how many millions of dollars have they spent on this so-called fence that's not done yet, excuse me, and the supposed virtual fence that Boeing got all kinds of fucking money for that never got completed, and they couldn't deliver a system that worked, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And meanwhile, the drug cartels are running the whole show down there and killing people in Tijuana and Juarez and El Paso and on and on. And every time they just discovered another mass grave in Mexico City, remember, I mean, come on, guys. You know, the fox is running the hen house here, man.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on it, man. And my consensus is most of the people that are yelling about it don't live in the state of Arizona.
Well, right. And us in Texas are the ones that seem to have the continuous problem. I don't know why nobody goes across New Mexico, but they never do. Anyways, I'm sure there's people in Texas that would side with us in the gravity of the situation, because we get hundreds of people every day, guys, come in here. And, I mean, and right now our own unemployment is 20%.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are they going to work? You know, yeah. I mean, white people can't even find a job, man. Black people, I mean, there are no jobs.
Right, right. We're about to take a break here. Thanks a lot for calling. I got a comment on this as soon as we get back from the break.
Hey, but, no problem, fellas.
But, appreciate you calling in. And, you know, next time call in earlier so we'll have more time.
Not a problem, Mac. You know I'm a faithful listener, brother.
Appreciate it. Take care, brother.
All right, peace. Later,
later. All right, guys.
Yeah, I was going to do a little rant on all this on my segment on it, but we'll wait till after break, and then we only got a few minutes. But
hey,
it just
flies right by.
It just annoys the hell me. And part of maybe I got enough time to squeeze it in here. Probably don't. But the main thing is, if you're going to allow the corporations and businesses to get away with hiring these people, if they nip that in the bud and stop it, then they wouldn't be coming over because they couldn't have a place to work.
Well, kill the money,
kill the money, the money availability, kill the free passes for medical, free passes for Social Security, free passes for school, free everything. Get rid of all this free stuff that they get up here. And there you go.
We'll be right back.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Just a shoehorn. It's a shoehorn on a stick.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, back here, and thanks everyone for calling in to do it. Heck yeah. And that whole immigration thing, and you know, I know McShane leans a little more conservative than I do, and I lean a little bit liberal, but it doesn't freaking matter about immigration. I mean, everybody should be in the same boat. I mean.
You would think.
It's the same issue, and so, anyway.
Has nothing to do with rights or profiling. No, it has everything to do with illegal immigration.
The first word that you said there was illegal.
Illegal. I don't see what people don't get about that.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for being here tonight. Boy, we got a little bit angry people there at the end. That was good, I guess.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks, thanks, AZ, for calling in and stirring up that fire pit.
You could go on about that for an hour. Could you, by yourself.
You know, it chaps my ass worse than anything.
But maybe next time. But anyway, thanks all. We tried to have a good time. I don't know. First time back here in a couple of weeks, so
yeah.
Done pretty good. Thank you so much for coming in. And
thanks for having me
being
as
a
always.
Part of it. And we'll keep this thing going and have some fun. And, you know. And your compadres want to come in and join the show, too, you know?
Okay. We'll see.
We'll try to get your significant other in here to do the news. We got a whole stack of news. Merry Christmas. You can have the news. Take it home and give it to her.
I'll wrap it up in a nice little bow. We love you,
reading
Mac.
In the chat box, though. Anyway, been a good night. We had some good times, some fun, and some sad times and with Cool Breeze and her friend there. And then... Just it's a gamut of emotions tonight.
I'm telling you, it's been up, down, and all around.
Yeah.
And classified.
And classified. And we tried to slip in a little comedy here and there.
And don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, now there's Beck in the box now.
She gets the hint. Shave? No. 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 Okay. One of these weeks.
Oh, that's why you can't stay on your job there. You're just too good looking, and they just they'll fire you.
Yeah. So I got to make myself look a little rough.
Yeah,
a little rough around the edges. Yeah. I don't want to get too good looking.
I don't know that biker rough look, and it just women go swoon over that shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for that Don Johnson 5 o'clock shadow, but I guess that left in the 80s.
Well, when I jump on my Schwinn, it doesn't tell you. I don't have that same look that everybody else does.
Oh, man.
Thanks all for listening, and we'll be back here next week live with more crapola, and hopefully we're going to try to keep people stirred up and with their phone calls. I enjoy hearing from people.
Right on.
And Wyoming Goofy Gal didn't call in.
Boo.
She said she was going to call in, too. That made me mad.
Boo.
I'm sure she had something that angered her in this world. Because I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to take it anymore.
Dang it.
Well, this is the show to rent right here.
That's right. Travis,
Mac and Mick. And your auto repair. See y'all next week. Take care.
See you later. Thanks for listening.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet. She made